Thank you for calling Penguin Book Riders. This is Philip.
Is this Mr. Morgan?
This is Mr. Morgan. Is this Maddie?
Yeah, we got disconnected for some reason.
We did. I wasn't able to hear you properly. So, saying something, I lost you there. Was it about the book?
I was asking you what part of New York you all are in.
Oh, you mean the state, the city? Buffalo.
Buffalo, okay.
Yes. And don't worry about the logistics or the meetings. As I said, if you wish to meet the team, the writers, or anyone from the team, the designers, you can have a scheduled meeting with them, either over Zoom, phone calls, whatever you wish to be. All the modes of communications are available to you, so it's entirely up to your discretion.
Okay.
All right? So, I was in the middle of sending you an email. Let me see if it actually went through.
Okay.
And you said you had multiple books. Have you been working on this for a while now, or?
I have several books. I've submitted some to other companies, but I didn't like what they was asking. So I'm just seeking now. I have several books.
Are you passionate about writing, or is it something you have been trying to do for a while?
Well, I'm passionate about writing.
I see. That's good. The passionate writers are always the best ones, you know, because they're not just thinking about it as a kind of like a career. It's more about their passion, and I think passion gives rise to more credible work and unique. It's definitely unique. So if you don't mind asking, the books that you're writing, what is the objective? To inspire people to
three of them is about inspiring young people, you know, the do's and the don'ts to help them to make it in life, you know. And this one of my books will be dedicated to my grandchildren about the things that they should do to be successful in life. And then I have another one about my childhood. Then I have another one about living in the South, being raised in the South. So I have several books.
That's pretty unique. And how long have you been working on that? Just curious to know.
A little over a year.
I can definitely see that the amount of efforts are going inside the book. And would there be any pictures in the book, or is this simply a story in text?
Well, I don't really know.
No, you don't know for sure. That's fine. I think when you speak to the team, they will be able to help you explore more on that, because usually when people actually start working on the book, they don't have a full idea, full exposure of what they intend to do. But when the team actually corresponds with you, they will be providing you back and forth feedback, so you're able to decide with them what you intend to do with the book. And I think that's why most of our authors kind of retain the same team for over like a decade, because they keep working on new books one at a time. And when they build the synergy, the team is kind of like their family. They know the kind of books that the author is working on. So they kind of, I've seen people having the same, like when they came through our doors, they hired a team for the next 5-6 years, the same team was working with them. So it's because I think particularly the reason for it is because you develop that synergy with the team, and they're able to understand you. And I think when you understand each other.
I see, that's what I need. I need
definitely, I mean, that's exactly what we do
here. That I'm on.
It is definitely essential. It is quite essential, like, for you to have a team that understands you in every manner they can, because if you both have opposing views, I think there's going to be a lot of conflict rather than the writing of the book. So I think it's better to have the right synergy with the team. And just to let you know, we do have some assurances that we provide to our clients. First, suppose the initial team that is assigned to you. The synergy is not working out between you and them. So you are entitled to get a request on your team, and that's free of charge, obviously.
Okay. Right. When is a good time to contact you, Philip?
Let's say, should I send you a text from a personal line? Would that be okay?
That's fine. That's good. That's
give me a number, and I will shoot you a text right now.
My phone number is 404-660-0828.
44600. Okay. Let me see. I'm gonna drop you a quick text here. Let me know if you get it.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, just texted it.
Yeah, I got it.
Perfect. So that's my personal line. If you wish to contact me, drop me a text and I'll get back to right away.
Okay.
And did you also get my email?
Yeah, I got it.
It's perfect. So I have both your emails and the phone number. What I'll do is I'll send over the information to you for the process, how it works, and the prices. Anything else you'd like for me to send to you?
No, not right now, Philip, but I have your personal phone number so I can call. If anything I think of or anything, I can call you.
Oh, that's perfect. No worries. Just drop me a text and we can set up a time to discuss further. That's not an issue.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, then. So I guess I'll be talking to you in about 2 weeks. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's totally fine. It's entirely up to you whenever you're convenient. If you have any questions in the meantime, just drop me a text or email it to me, and I'll answer them accordingly.
Thank you, Philip.
No problem at all. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Maddie.
Yeah, you too, Philip, and have a good one, okay?
You too. Stay safe. Bye-bye.